would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and things have changed. I did express that I need to get more aggressive, and I think you'll find, to a real extent, that happened today. I expressed yesterday how I found out a little bit about Susanna and George. Today, I looked at pictures of your house. I now have your address. I didn't have it before. I have a document. I have the document you signed when you purchased the house. I have seen photos of the house, and I can compare it to the one from the photo that you have on your eSystem South website. Plus, that's one, the one you sent to me a long time ago. Obviously, I've had basically nothing since. I know about this. And again, the question would be, why would I do this? Is because I am planning to show up in Lexington. And I need to be prepared as best I can. So it's kind of not that I'm after a particular piece of information, but one thing will lead to another. So every little piece of information that I find, I've collected, and in some cases it leads to another. A lot of this information may be useless, but some of it may be helpful as time goes on. I don't know. But obviously, as I stated in the email that I sent earlier today, my intention at this point is to come see my five younger kids, George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. I want to see them face to face. I want to embrace them. I want them to know their dad. I want to open that level of communications with them. I fully understand that there's going to be a lot of resistance to this. But I'm asking that you work with me on this. At this point, my intent is to see my five younger kids only. I do not intend to try to see any of the older kids, notably Erica Lee. I do not intend... I hate to say this, but I do not intend at this point to see my wife. Because I don't think I can take it. I don't think I can look at a woman that I love so intently who is not showing any love back. If, in the grace of God, that changes beforehand, I would so love to see my wife. But I'm not making any plans for that at this point because there's no evidence of that. I don't see any love in her, her dad, or the institutional church leadership. So without love, it would rip me apart to see the woman I love. But I did send you an email. I did try to inform you via a text message that the email is there. Because obviously my assumption is I'm blocked. Jim Cross stated directly that he blocks it or ignores it. I also attempted to send him, as I did once before, a text to his phone. I sent it to three numbers I have for him today. First time I only sent it to the one on his website. Today I sent it to three. All of them bounced. So I did it both from my Skype account, and which is the one I'm using right now, and also from the account I use for I have from Twilio. So it was from an Athens number. In case there is, because I know there are sometimes one place won't go to another. Both of them didn't work. So the question is why. Has something happened to his accounts? Is it somehow ironic that in both cases, all those numbers don't work with either Skype or Twilio? Or is it something else? Has something happened? I don't know. But again, the objective is to reconcile with Jim Cross also. If he would be willing to see me face to face on the trip, that would be delightful. It would be only rational. It would be only loving to interact with him beforehand. I honestly don't expect that. Because, I mean, the evidence thus far has been closing the door. As I did indicate in the email, I have been behind on sending, I have them sitting here, birthday cards and so forth, because it hurts. It has been discouraging, and discouragement encourages errors. Things that shouldn't be done. But now that I have an address, I won't be using the P.O. box anymore. I will send it directly to the home address in hopes to increase the odds. So my guess is the thing that you'll have to do is now say that if you don't want our kids to see anything from their dad, you will prevent them from getting the mail, because this way you can filter it first. But expect it. That should be starting to come this weekend. And the plan is to attempt again to send George the tie that I sent him last year for his birthday. So I will plan on doing that as I first get the previous birthday cards sent. I'm telling you up front, I am not hiding anything. My goal is a single focus. In obedience to Christ, I am seeking reconciliation. If I'm thwarted in that, I will continue to try. I'm going to try until I am dead. You know that. Because obedience to Christ means something to me. I'm not a pragmatist like Jim Prost. I am striving for obedience to Christ irrespective of the cost. Because I have no other choice. The Lord commands it clearly. I don't try to twist the scripture. I try to understand the Lord. I don't think he understands that, which I find most unfortunate. If that were to change, that would be a delightful joy. I have no idea where my wife stands. I have no idea her thoughts, her feelings. She has a stack of emails from me that I assume she simply has ignored. Why? I don't know. It is my hope that within my wife, there is still a bit of love for me in her, and that will be rekindled. But my love for her is unchanged. It's steadfast, and I will not turn from her. I think she knows that. I want my kids to know that. I'm going to tell the world that. Actually, I have. With the Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond video. So a whole bunch of people have seen that, and they understand. I will not turn from my wife. My commitment is total because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and because I think she's cute. My lady and my family, I love you.